Thank you, distinguished delegate of EU, for bringing these two issues. So let me start with the crop monitoring program. Crop monitoring program is like a South-South cooperation initiative that began at the Commission on Science and Technology for Development, because Commission on Science and Technology for Development is not just meeting at the ministerial level, writing resolutions there, it's also a platform for countries to connect to each other. I think it's being increasingly going in that direction. And so we have several programs. One is this program with China, the Academy of Sciences, and then there's another program in Japan where they are bringing, offering scholarships for young female scientists to come to the Okayama University to do short research-based work and also long PhD programs. And we just started the program with Portugal, looking at the space applications for urban development. And we also had a program with Thailand, offered to show the green aspect, recycling aspect of technologies in, you know, Thailand, because Thailand is very, very much into this work. And in March, the US and the Philippines have offered to bring member states to Manila to look at the technologies for disastrous reduction. So it's in that sense, it's the coming together, those who have technologies and capabilities and offering to others these technologies. So what does this, so it is in the sense, because it's a CSTD program and it's an UNCTAD program, and it is also in my science and technology innovation branch program. So it is pretty much, there's an aspect of RB because of that. And of course, it has an aspect of XB because it's funded by China. So it's a very extremely interesting program, because what it does is bring, you know, many times, I don't know whether you know, many times, even if you don't have satellite capabilities, you can get near real-time satellite data from the satellites that's going around. You know, for example, the Landsat and also the European Union, the satellites and the Japanese satellites, the Chinese satellites. So there's a lot of data. It's just that many countries don't know what to do with this data. And also the satellite data is very valuable, because from the space, you can see that the crops are withering or the crops are under stress way before we see from the human eye. By the time we see from the human eye, it's too late. The crops are about to be dead. But from the space, you can see far before the crop stress. So this program is to bring the satellite data and to combine it with the ground, the field data, because it is all very specific, the field data for countries, the soil conditions and the humidity and all that, and then create indices so that the agricultural departments can start predicting, you know, they can monitor crops, start predicting droughts, and which is being done in several countries. They are being trained, and several countries have already started issuing. They are called bulletin. Agricultural ministries start issuing these bulletins based on this training. So that's just want to let you know. So it has an RB part. It has an XB side, because it's funded by China. And it has the commission also, working on it. And we have been asked several times in the past that we should highlight the result of the Commission on Science and Technology for Development. Because normally when you say result, we immediately go and, you know, look at other things. And this was a request by member states to say, you know, showcase the good work that you're doing in the commission. So this is what it is. Now, I think your comment is very well taken with regard to the statistics development. So at the moment, it just says the performance measure is the enhance their capabilities to produce statistics on the value of e-commerce as a result of UNCTAD's capacity building activities. I think we went back and forth really to find a very concrete measure. And, you know, it's not been easy because, honestly, I don't know whether we, say for example, we do this capacity building. I don't know whether we can attribute all of that to us. Say if the countries come up with the, you know, statistics for e-commerce and the digital economy. This is have been my reluctance in these situations. I don't know whether we can be so full of ourselves to say we will go into Kenya, for example, we work with Kenya, and then something, you know, the Kenyan, the statistical department starts to collect e-commerce statistics. And I am not sure whether we can attribute it all to ourselves. I mean, this is a concern I have. So I think we would like to sit with EU, please, and maybe you can guide us. This is a whole technical cooperation program that we do. This whole attribution, you know, going, I know some agencies are very good saying that, you know, go out and say, okay, we did it. It's because of us. I mean, honestly, I don't know whether we can say that. So, but we are willing to work with you and, you know, to, if it is possible to sharpen the orientation of this result. Thank you.